Welcome back to KLEM Sports. We're previewing the 2023 high school football season, which is just around the corner. I'm Daniel Versteg, and I'm pleased to be joined by the defending state champion head coach of Remsen St. Mary's football. It's Coach Tim Osterman. Of course, a fantastic season last year, 13-0, and en route to the second state championship for Remsen St. Mary's in the last three seasons. And Coach, just first of all, there's obviously been a buzz around Remsen St. Mary's after last year, coming off the state baseball championship, your program off the state football championship. What's the energy level been like in practices? What kind of things have you seen out of the guys that just kind of, you know, give you some goosebumps to start the year?
Absolutely. I think our kids are eager to continue to win. And I think that's kind of what it is. It's one of those things where now the standard has become the standard. And so it's not a fear. I don't think that's the idea. It's more so it's wanting to maintain it, right, and knowing what it takes to maintain it. And obviously kids are going to be kids, and they're always going to have to try to pull more out of them than they think that they have. But I really enjoyed the energy. I liked where the kids are trying to get detail-wise and how they're starting to communicate. And it's taken a couple days to kind of get to this point. But we have obviously still a ways to go. But again, I think the kids are eager to continue to move in the winning traditions of Remsen St. Mary's, and I'm excited to be their coach to do those.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dean talks so much during baseball about culture and things like that. Sounds like, I mean, that's something that you've been trying to instill in the guys, whether it's been each of the last three seasons or heading into this season as well.
Yeah, and again, I think that it's more than just football. I think maybe in a larger school where the kids don't intermingle as much, and you have to kind of build a culture individually within a program. Our kids are in every sport, so it's really about, you know, Dean and Scott and Justin and myself all kind of having to share kids. And so obviously we all try to speak the same language in terms of, you know, making sure you get better every single day and where you're at in the mental preparation and being disciplined and doing your job. And that's a really big one, just doing your job. Because we don't always have the best athletes. I mean, nobody's going to come here and say that we're like, oh, my gosh, you're light years ahead of everybody else. But we've been lucky that kids are super competitive, and they do have the talent that they need to have, obviously, to win at a high level. But they're disciplined enough that they just do what's asked of them and play winning football or basketball or baseball, and they just do such good things. And that goes not just to the coaches we have right now, that goes to their youth coaches, that goes to their parents, and that obviously the Remsen St. Mary's community believes in those things, and they'll push those kids and their children to continue to uphold some of those winning standards. So, yeah, again, I think the culture is even way bigger than the football program. Mm-hmm. I think it's everybody. And again, you're excited to be a part of such a big idea.
Well, understandably so, and I'm really excited to see what you guys have this year. And of course, we can't talk about your football team this year without kind of addressing the proverbial elephant in the room of losing a senior class from last year that just pretty much did about everything there was to be done in high school athletics. So, Coach, in piggybacking off of that, what have you seen from your new crop of upperclassmen in the fact of them taking advantage of an opportunity that, you know, guys kind of relish in the fact that they get to follow a class like that and get the opportunity to try and fill their shoes a little bit?
Right. And again, kudos to those seniors last year and all of their accomplishments. Well-deserved. They worked their tails off. But more importantly, you know, they got to learn from guys in front of them, and then they, of course, have left a legacy for these guys to follow. And so our three seniors on the football team this year, Hunter Pick, Ty Tritz, and Kenny, certainly have large shoes to fill, and they're not going to fill them the same way that those seniors in front of them did. They have to kind of do it their own way and try to fit within the mold of what Remsen St. Mary's football is. But again, I think they're eager for that. I think they want to kind of continue to get better every single day and to push others. I think that's really what they want to try to get accomplished. And then, of course, what you're really trying to look at is this junior class, this really large junior class that we have. How can you really get them started in some of these leadership roles so that not only do you have a culture this year, but you've also already started that culture as you're looking forward into the future, into the next season. So again, it's all kind of a mix of what you have now and what you're trying to build for the future. And so if you can really get some of those underclassmen to really believe in what we're doing and that they can be a leader, even though there's three seniors, can you get them to believe that they are a part of this and that they can obviously lead others? That's kind of what you're trying to do and what you're trying to get accomplished. So, again, really exciting to watch this whole process unfurl. And again, I think we've got some good leaders, and I'm excited for that, too.
Yeah, I think you do, too, because, I mean, I remember talking to Hunter right after you guys won the championship at the Unidome and him talking about his opportunity to be a leader. He was already thinking that right after winning a state title. And obviously not to push one of your seniors in Colby Penning to the side, but you got a really good opportunity with Hunter and Ty while you're losing a bunch of skill guys around them. Boy, you bring back a ton of experience and a ton of leadership, both on the offensive and defensive line. How beneficial is that for you to kind of build the pieces around them while having a really solid anchor down in the trenches?
Yeah, and again, how many 8-man programs can say that they bring back three kids of our size, and then you're not even talking about, you talk about Ty and Hunter, and then you start talking about Lennon Stike, and you start talking about Colin Holman. I mean, there's four really, really big pieces. Not many 8-player programs have that and then have experience on top of that. I mean, Hunter and Ty have been playing for 3 years now. I mean, important roles for Hunter and Ty. So, yeah, I think really when we talk about the skill positions being as young as they are, I mean, I say young, they're juniors. They had really good JV seasons. But to win at the varsity level, I mean, they're going to have to continue to build their confidence and obviously trying to find their chemistry. But the offensive line is so far in camp, they know what they're doing. They're firing off the ball. They're doing really some great things together. So I think we have to continue to lean on that aspect of things as we continue to build our passing game and what we're able to accomplish. But, again, a lot of exciting things. But obviously to have Hunter and Ty, that big, strong individuals that can really get downhill and are very intelligent, not many programs get to have that opportunity. So we have to make sure that we use the assets that we have and try to move forward.
And you mentioned chemistry in there, and obviously chemistry is really important at the quarterback position, and having that with last year's group, obviously we talked about them, and now a new group that can build their own chemistry out on the football field with Landon Waldschmidt at the quarterback position. What kind of things have you seen from Landon in his ability to kind of learn how to run your offense at a high varsity level, and how's he been adapting to that position so far?
The one thing I really liked about Landon, and I don't know if Dino is going to want me to say this out loud, but he was organizing these wide receivers a little bit in the summer, especially in late July. I think they kind of threw about 6 different times, and he was trying to get some of the nuances figured out. But he's very driven, so it's not that he wants to just hang back and know, okay, well, the starting job's mine. That's not what his approach was. He really wanted to get everybody organized. This is going to be my offense. He's done a really good job of talking with me and Coach Gallus, the offensive coordinator, about some of the things that he's seen in practice, so on and so forth. So he's really taking that leadership role to that next step. And in terms of operating the offense, obviously his feet were always kind of his best asset, right? In his freshman, sophomore year, throwing the football was not always the cleanest, not always the greatest. And so our passing game was fairly limited. And it seemed like this summer and into this year, his arm strength has taken a nice little step up. His ability to process has taken a nice little step up. Again, he still has his legs. So there's a lot of great things that Landon has done in terms of the leadership portion of it, and then the learning and the being driven part of it. But then, of course, the intangible, like the athletic ability, has really started to come on here. So I think we're excited about that. Now we just got to marry that up with all the assets that he has in terms of his wide receivers and his running backs. So I kind of like the direction in which we're going, and I think there's a real positive with kind of having the blank slate with some of these guys and just trying to build the offense around what we have rather than what we had last year and trying to force those guys into those roles or trying to find some new things that maybe could work for us and hopefully that works out for us.
How about on the defensive side? That's a side of the football for you guys that was very good last year and probably didn't get the appropriate recognition it deserved with all of your offensive firepower. But you return a Keaton Harpinaw in the secondary, and of course we mentioned your line a little bit. What kind of things have you seen, defensively that kind of maybe catches your eye so far?
Yeah, and I think that defensive line, like Hunter Pick and Colin Holman, really stood out at the defensive end spots. And obviously you have Ty and Lennon that can do the nose tackle, duties. And they obviously, when you have a line that big, that's going to really help. Their biggest thing is, are they going to be where they need to be along the gaps, to help our linebackers out? And then again, they've done some really good things. Yes, bringing Keaton back has made a world of difference in terms of lining up our coverage. But these guys had a really good JV year, all right, and they ran the defense that our varsity ran. So a lot of the things that we did last year, they were able to kind of just do them again this year. And again, there's Brady Coyne has been really good in the middle. He had some really good minutes last year in substitution duty. I think Brady Worth has really shown up. A couple of the other pieces in the linebacker room, Braxton Knipe and Colby Penning, are kind of looking for that last, spot along the linebackers, I would say. But they both bring some really good intangibles. Colby's played in the coverage before, and so he's kind of got really nice timing in terms of how to play zones and whatnot. But Braxton Knipe's a really an athletic phenom, the way I kind of look at him. And, again, he's going to continue to grow. And then we'll just have to find one more safety, and I think Landon can play that safety spot. I think Kate Tenneker's had a really good camp as well. Again, I really like the direction where we're going. I like some of the little tweaks that we've made to the defense to make it function a little bit differently for this particular group. And I think we have some really good pieces. So now can we build the depth, within the linebacker room, within the defensive back room, to really make them, to kind of give us a little bit of a buffer for injuries or for conditioning or whatnot. But, I think we're really fitting the run pretty well so far. And in the pass game, I think our coverage has really come along here the last few days. We're kind of getting on a few more footballs in the air, which is good. That's kind of what you want to have happen as you get through camp. So, again, I think defensively, hopefully we can kind of maintain the success that we've had and continue to get these guys the reads and the practice the necessary to be successful.
Last thing for you, we've talked a lot about positives, and it's good to hear a lot of positive things, but, obviously the job's not finished, and it never is finished for a coach, even when you win a state title. So as you look ahead, Harris Lake Park's coming up here in the not-too-distant future, week one of the high school football season. What kind of things do you guys still need to do here in the upcoming practices before the lights turn on and you the games and the hits and all that kind of stuff officially count?
Yeah, and again, the biggest thing with Harris Lake Park is they always play so hard. Gosh, they will run hard to the football. They have great athletes all the time. And so it's never as easy as you think it could be or should be with any team. Especially Harris Lake plays so hard and has great athletes, and they'll fire off the ball. So we have to make sure that we're matching conditioning-wise, physicality-wise, what they can bring to the table. And then we have to figure out how to eliminate bad plays, eliminate bad turnovers, not shoot ourselves in the foot, because if you give a team like Harris Lake Park any opportunity, they're going to jump on it really pretty quickly, because they're very dynamic. Wayne Gunderson runs a fantastic offense that really makes you think, and you have to come up with some really good counters to it, and sometimes your kids can execute it, sometimes they can't, and that's where he kind of takes advantage of you. So we're going to do our best to just kind of prepare our coverage to make sure we can handle their passing game, and then make sure our run fits are clean, because if they're not, again, they'll take advantage of that. So we have a little bit of work left to do, and we have to make sure we're in condition and we're physically ready to match them. And if we can do that, then hopefully we can make a game out of it.
Absolutely. We know you will. We know you'll have another fantastic season, and we're looking forward to it. I'm excited to see what this year holds in store for the Hawks. Coach, we always appreciate your time. Best of luck here in the last few practices of the season, and best of luck this season to you guys as well.
Hey, thanks, Daniel. Thanks to Clem, and go Hawks.
Absolutely, go Hawks. That's Tim Osterman, the head coach of Remsen St. Mary's football. We're back with more previews after this on KLEM.